Chapter 1. June told me you're good at helping a woman find a husband, Myrtle Sanders said, her voice soft and barely discernible over the clank of dishes and customers' voices in the cafe in Fort Worth, Texas. Eugenia Burnett's ears hurt from the last hour of Myrtle's continuous whining about how her children didn't visit her and how loneliness was her only companion. Her story had begun to grate on Eugenia's nerves like ants scurrying along a trail until she was ready to tell the woman she had to run. Literally, she wanted to escape. Finally, like an overdue stagecoach, the conversation seemed to have arrived at the reason Myrtle had asked her to lunch. Much to my children's dismay, I do enjoy dabbling in helping people find a partner, Eugenia admitted, her mind already thinking of the possible matches for Myrtle. She'd find her a man. Eugenia smiled, her heart warming at the thought of her sons and their families. Since she'd found mates for her three stubborn boys, she'd begun to help her friends find mates to spend the rest of their days with. The woman smiled, her eyes full of doubt. What's the chance of either one of us marrying again?
Me? Eugenia asked, stunned.
What had she said that gave this woman the impression she wanted a husband? She needed to disavow this notion immediately.
I'm not looking to get hitched to any man. I don't need the aggravation of being married. I'm in a mighty nice place. My kids are close. The ranch is run by Travis and Tanner, and I have spending money if I need it. There's nothing that a man can provide that I need.
When Thomas died, the ranch was earning enough she could continue her style of life without her husband, without a man telling her when to take her next breath.
Not even companionship? The woman asked, a pensive pinch to her face.
Eugenia shrugged, remembering those first few desolate nights.
If I get lonely, my grandchildren are close by. The rest of the time is mine to do what I please.
Myrtle shook her head.
My Charlie used to wrap his arms around me at night and hold me close. I miss that tenderness.
He also liked to tell you what you could and couldn't do, Eugenia said, remembering how Thomas ordered her around. She was no longer that pliant bride of 15.
Yes, men seem to think they have to be in control of a woman, Myrtle admitted. And I don't need any man to tell me what I can and can't do. I'm quite capable of taking care of myself.
Long gone were the days when Eugenia Burnett took orders from any man. Now she was a strong woman, capable of voicing her opinion and making her own decisions. Myrtle sighed.
Sometimes Charlie was a little overbearing, but there were times I could change his mind. At this age, a good man is hard to find. I'm lonely. I don't like living by myself. I want a man to take care of me.
Don't worry. I'm certain I can help you. Just last month I helped Claudine meet Richard. I also introduced Mary to Lloyd, and then there was June and Dylan. Women our age can find a man, if we want one,
Eugenia assured Myrtle. Though the sparkle of youth had faded, Eugenia's friends claimed they were lonely and needed mates at their sides. Matching up widow women entertained her and kept her busy, much to her son's dislike. Myrtle leaned in closer.
You certainly like to match people up. I mean, look at your sons. You put them together with their wives.
Someone had to, or I would never have had any grandkids. They didn't seem inclined to find women to settle down with, so I took action to get what I wanted. Grandkids. Now I have two boys and a girl, with another one on the way.
You are a determined woman.
Eugenia almost laughed out loud. Now she was a determined woman. But in her youth, she'd been a milquetoast bride. Not any longer.
I go after what I want. And most of the time I get my way.
Eugenia lifted her chin defiantly. Since Thomas passed away, she'd relished in her freedom. She'd grown strong and hard as nails.